This weekend, in the shadow of Anzac Day, the big military displays are on again at the Cessnock RSL sub-branch, having their open day. And from the sub-branch this morning is Greg Ingle. Greg, thank you so much for your time. Look, I'm sure with a couple of days to go, everybody's getting the finishing touches on everything, so everything's ready to in position and there for the public to come and have a look at.
It will be by 8 o'clock Saturday morning, mate. It will be complete by then. Yeah.
It will be. All right. Well, I know that sounds like there's a little bit more to go. That's fine. Look, we are into April, of course, so we really turn our attention to Anzac Day in a couple of weeks. So really, this is kind of one of the, I guess, the early moments ahead of that time. But look, this is a great chance for folks who we know that we have a strong military past. We know that we have a great commitment to service and sacrifice over that time. But getting down and having a look at some of the memorabilia, some of the bits and pieces as well, can really give people a greater context, can't it?
It can, mate. They look at it and they say, oh, my father or my grandfather, he used to be wearing one of those. And it brings a lot of history back to families and young people, young children.
So when you sort of have, because I know you've had these open days in the past, we've discussed them over the last few years here, Greg, that when you sort of have a lot of, I suppose, newer people come in, certainly younger generations coming and have a look, and they can get that context, like you said, perhaps there is a similarity with family pieces as well, does it really give them that greater eye-opening respect at what Anzac Day is all about?
I believe so, mate. It is. Some of the questions I get asked and different things, like, you know, our pigeons, why have I got a pigeon on display? And I explained to the kids and some adults that we had pigeons for sending messages in World War One, and one of the Australians, they kept wanting, the British wanted to know why the Australians kept wanting pigeons, but the boys were eating them. You know, it's just little stories like that about the Australian boys.
Oh, that's a little bit cheeky. Yes, we want them all for message sending, and they're really just getting the closest thing to a roast meal they could get in the most trying of circumstances. I believe there are a few new pieces this time around that haven't been at the open day in the past, Greg.
Yes, as you know, you cannot display German stuff now, so I'm displaying Japanese. Because there's no law against it at present stage. But, yeah, some Japanese officers, leather work bags, different old helmets and different things like that, mate. An Indian bayonet, which is a shortened bayonet, the same as our 303, 107 bayonet pattern bayonet, but it's just a shortened one.
And again, with those newer pieces, so for people that may have come along in the past, they say, oh, look, I've seen everything that they've got. Well, here's a whole lot of, you know, of new history that will be on display as well. What is the turn-up generally like? Do you get a lot of folks come through? And when you do, is it that broad spectrum of ages? And do you get a lot of people that may have served in the past and are bringing their family along?
That is correct. What you just said is correct. I'm getting people from everywhere, and I've got to thank you and the station for what you're doing, because a lot of people say, oh, we heard it on so-and-so, you know, and it's getting out there, which to me, 192 we had last year.
And that is a lot of people making their way through on the open day as well. And we must not, we will be remiss, Greg, if we didn't mention also that there will be a nice sausage sizzle and some drinks available. So refreshments there on the day, you will be refreshed.
Yeah, yes, that is correct. It is free entry to the display, but you know, the sausage sizzle there, you pay, I think it's $3.50, which is like they do with Bunnings. And I also have colouring in pictures for kids. Or and some adults like them too.
That's excellent stuff. A great way for the kids to be involved. To keep in mind, the sausages, no pigeons in those, we think.
No pigeons.
All right, Greg, there's a couple of days to go. We probably need to let you get back and get the final bits and pieces on there, because like you said, it will be ready for the weekend, but just not quite yet. Thank you so much again for your time, mate. Appreciate it.
Right, thanking you very much, Mark, and the invitation still stands. Anytime you would like to come up and have a look, mate.
From the Cessnock RSL sub-branch, Greg Engel with the military displays happening right across the weekend. And if you would like some more information on that ahead of time, all you do is head up to our events calendar. All the information is there for you at 2NURFM.com.au.